Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good afternoon, everyone, and so glad to be back here in the studio and restarting our day here in a positive way. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and you are listening here on AM 1590 KVTA. I've got Tom Spence. How you doing?
Everything's well over here on a Saturday afternoon.
There you go. And Anne Marie Williams, how you doing?
I am really well this afternoon.
Okay. And, of course, we have my friend Sherry Gaba in the studio from Soba Living. How are you doing? Yeah,
fantastic after a canoe ride.
I know. Doing I want to hear all about that. That's like your new passion.
It's my soul, baby.
Yeah. I've been seeing little pictures on Facebook. And
so where are you canoeing?
Ventura Harbor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We actually rented canoes there, kayaks.
Kayaks. So I am anti-kayak.
Really?
Pro canoeing.
Oh, so what's the difference?
Yeah, what is the difference?
Well, when you have a kayak, it's the oar that's sort of straight ahead, and you're kind of balancing back and forth. With a canoe, you're so many strokes on one side, so many strokes on the other side, so many strokes on one side, so many strokes on the other.
And don't we see more kayaks, though,
yes,
around,
you
right?
see more kayaks, because those are like one or two man canoeing. I get in a boat with six to eight.
You got to support.
So it's like a team.
Yeah,
I like teams.
So you're doing this with a group of people on a regular basis.
Yes, and it's teaching me about team sports. You know, I didn't do a lot of that growing up, so it's been a really great experience.
And how do you decide where to sit in the canoe? Like the strong people at the back or the front, or
yeah, it's a great question. I don't know why they put people where they put.
Where are you placed?
Where are you?
Well, today I was number two, and that can be important for making turns. Number three calls the huts. So every 15 strokes,
have you ever been number three?
Yes, I've done that, but I don't necessarily like doing that because then I have to focus on counting. But you know, it's all good. You know, we're a team.
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Now,
well,
was this a pre-existing team that you joined, or did a group of you just get together and say, hey?
I'm in a recreational club, so I call it a team because it's a group.
Okay.
But there actually are other clubs, canoeing clubs, where they're really serious and they race.
Really? Is it cold out there?
I'm not cold usually, but sometimes you know how Ventura Oxnard gets. It gets a little foggy. Today the sun was out. It was just great.
But you're getting a great workout, so you're warming up,
core,
obviously.
Core, legs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are you losing weight from this?
I have, and inches. And yeah, I can eat a little bit more. No, it's a really good exercise.
Even your legs?
The tops of my legs are because you're pushing down. You're switching legs. When you stroke on one side, your leg is on that side.
Really?
And when you stroke on the other side. I should say paddle.
I know. I think we need to start our own club, Kim.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
One day I'm going to have my own canoe.
Oh,
you know,
really?
Definitely. Or one or two man canoe. But first the house on the water, then the canoe.
Okay. Well, anyways, we are talking about dreaming here, okay? But I
love
that.
That's a dream.
Yeah, that's a dream. That's what this is all about, is really, you know, the brighter side. And we're talking right now from the brighter side of the 805. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I want to remind you that we have a 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock every Saturday morning here on this same channel, 1590 KVTA. And we've got a great show for you today. Today we're going to talk with Anne Vertel, and she will be speaking about developing women leaders. That's what we all are here right now. I love it. Also joining me is Heidi Reeder, and she's author of Commit to Win, How to Harness the Four Elements of Commitment to Reach Your Goals. I mean, that's what it's all about. Then we're going to talk with Sherry Gaba, and Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a life coach. What are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about life coaching and purpose.
Oh, and
what
purpose.
What is purpose?
Yeah, finding your
how
purpose
to find your
and
purpose.
Your intention. I love it. Putting your intention out there. So what a great motivational show today. Mm-hmm. I do want to remind you, if you miss any part of our show at all, you can always listen on kimpaganoshow.com. Also, where all of my shows are downloaded on iTunes, so go there, Kim Pagano Show on iTunes. And also, become one of our friends. Oh, I even forgot, we've got an amazing newsletter that's been going out, and if you want to become a be able to get it, there's a lot of things that you can win, a lot of just really positive stuff. So just give us a call right now at 805-419-0008 416-419-0008. Let us know what it is that how you want to be involved. You want to win something. We've got tons of things that we're giving away. And also, if you want to just receive the newsletter so we can get your email from you. Not only that, become a part of our team here. This is what it's all about. Tom, you want to give away all the secrets of our giveaways right now?
And we have some great prizes here. Let's start off with music. And we have Kenny Loggins. He's in concert in Thousand Oaks at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. Great concert. Lots of hits from Kenny. We have the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, where you just were, and the baseball exhibit is carrying through to September. So that's all through the summer. Then the food is always around. How about Good Morning Cafe, Noah's Bagels. We have Soup Plantation, Cafe Nifola, and also Urbane Cafe and Papa John's Pizza.
There you go.
When is Kenny Loggins?
Kenny Loggins is July 3rd.
So that's 8 o'clock. Coming up this week.
Next week, yeah. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. So definitely, that's a definite. Let's do this. Let's give away Urbane Cafe. And have you ever been to Urbane Cafe?
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking about, you know, my favorite thing there is the steak. I don't know if it's a tri-tip or steak sandwich.
I never had that.
I'm really hungry. Me too. No, I always get the steak.
I know. Oh.
And I love their fresh
booties.
Baked bread.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love their fresh. And their salads.
I know. Their salads.
Even the little salad that comes as a side salad.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's so fresh.
I know.
And delicious.
Everything
I love
is.
It.
Yeah.
Love
so
it,
definitely. Though. All right. Well, let's do that. 419-0008. And again, if you haven't listened to my show for a while or just tuning in, all you have to do is get your name in and one of the team members will get back to you. And you are entered. You're entered to win. Not only will you be entered to win that, but you're entered in for all the gifts and all the things that are happening here on the Kim Pagano Show. So let's get started with our first guest is Ann Virtual. Ann, are you there?
Yes, I am, Kim, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, thank you so much, and I love developing women leaders. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came about with this.
Well, I am a retired naval officer. I spent 20 years in the Navy, retired 11 years ago, and turned myself into an entrepreneur and, I guess you'd say, a business and life coach. I'm a psychologist by trade, but I like working with entrepreneurs because I love their passion. And I love that they're so positive and want to move forward.
I love that, too. And so what is your passion now?
I love that light bulb moment when I am working with somebody who learns something new, gets it, and goes, yes, that's what I want to do. So I look for ways to do that, whether it's teaching or speaking or running workshops, any opportunity that I have to connect and help somebody move forward in their life.
You know, I love that light bulb moment, too. Okay, there is something about that where, you know, it's funny because I think that I have four children, and I see that light bulb go off in their eyes.
Right.
And it's like when, you know, I mean, as you get older, maybe, you know, you think it's not as possible, maybe. Right,
because right? I think for a lot of us, the light bulb doesn't always go off.
Yeah.
So what do you do to help those of us?
Well, that's another problem.
Well, all right, I'm not talking about myself.
Okay.
I have a passion.
Yeah, no.
But for those out there that the light bulb just doesn't go off, how do you direct them toward finding their passion?
Well, you know, that's a question that a lot of people struggle with because they have a lot of interest. But they say, you know, there's not really one thing I'm passionate about. And I think one of the first things that you can do to identify your passion is to go back in time. Because when we're kids, we're exploring the world with, you know, a great interest. Everything is new for us with sights, sounds, and food and nature and everything. And we're looking at everything new. And we start to discover what things we like and what things we don't and how things work, and we start to separate those things into categories, and some of those things just light us up, and that's what I think of passion. It's something that just absolutely something you can't not do, and it's something you truly care about, and that's what we did when we were kids. We identified those things that we loved and we worked toward doing those, and the rest of the stuff we just kind of left behind. So certainly going back into your childhood and looking at the things that you didn't outgrow
and
that you still love.
Ann, I'm sorry about that. This is Sherry. I keep, you know, highlighting this idea of women leaders. I would love to know how a person steps into their leadership because, you know, for some of us in our generation, we weren't necessarily taught to be leaders as women.
Right.
So I'm wondering, how do you step into your leadership role?
Well, in just anywhere in life?
Let's say you're an entrepreneur, or you want to run workshops, or you want to change your career, and you just are having a little trouble asking for what you need. You're having trouble sort of getting out there and you know, negotiating. You know, those types of skills that possibly a leader would have.
Well, I would say that the first part of that would be to become really clear on who you are, because women especially tend to try to please authority figures, because we were trained that way growing up. We were taught to be good. We were taught to settle down. We were taught to not talk too much. We were taught to not make waves, not make a big deal out of everything. And we learned really quickly which behaviors were acceptable and which weren't. And becoming really clear on who you are, and I think that gets easier as you get older, because you're more likely to let things go that are no longer meaningful to you, that no longer serve you.
Right.
Becoming really clear on your authenticity is key. And your authenticity is going to lie in your vulnerability. You have to be willing to be vulnerable with yourself.
Right. And circling back on that same thing, which I totally agree with you, Anne, is what causes people to abandon their passions is not feeling like they're able to do it, correct?
Well, yes and no. It also has a lot to do with the judgment of other people.
Mm.
Because, you know, when you look at this, go back in time to when you were a kid and you looked at the things that you loved, and you go, well, I loved doing that back then. Why did I stop doing that? You can usually go back to a time when you were mocked or ridiculed or judged from somebody in a way that made you feel wrong about what it was that you liked and what you were interested in, and then it stifled you and it shut you down. In many cases, these are people that love you. They could be your parents or teachers or coaches or friends, but something they said made you feel that your interest and your passions weren't acceptable. And it is a basic human nature to be accepted by the group. So we tend to subjugate our decisions to that of the group. But, you know, maybe it was your mom steered you away from sports or a certain sport because she didn't want you to get hurt. Or maybe your dad thought math was too hard for girls. Or maybe, you know, maybe you had a brother that ridiculed your stamp collection because he said it was for nerds. Or some neighbor girl down the street said playing the flute was uncool. And so you start to shut those things down because you realize the things that you're excited about are not necessarily accepted by the groups that you want to belong to.
Right. And you know what? How many times in business have you talked to people and have come up with these ideas and
they
people have sort of poo-pooed them,
yeah,
right?
Right?
And they go on to be very successful.
Well, you look at all these people that were, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken or current, you know what I mean? They were like, oh, no. And how many no's did it take, you know, before they reached their goals? And that's what this is all about, is really passing through all those people and knowing in that burning desire, that burning passion inside you.
There's a great video I play sometimes when I do workshops. It's about famous failures, you know, like Abraham Lincoln,
yeah,
and Disney, and I think Michael Jordan. I mean, some of the most famous people had a lot of, you know,
yeah,
tough times.
Yeah, you're never going to be anything, and look who they are.
Exactly.
Right, that's
right.
What it's all about. So, you know, how do we know what our passion is? I call it kind of like that gift that keeps giving, that nobody, you know, that you don't have to pay a lot of attention to. It just happens easy.
Mm-hmm. What? Oh, yeah, like when you're in the flow and you lose track of time.
Yes, yes. Or, you know, I mean, I'm going to say Anne Marie has the same passion as this. We could throw a party together in no time.
Right.
That's like, it doesn't even, I don't even have to think twice about
no,
it.
No, we yeah. love it.
Yeah.
We love it. And
that's
we're good at it.
And we're good at it.
But there are other people who are very intimidated by that, and Sherry's shaking her head
yeah,
over here.
Yeah, so that's not easy for you.
A lot of anxiety before I entertain. And it always turns out great, and
yeah.
I always do, you know, I always have enough food, and people always have a good time, but that anticipatory anxiety, you know, of you know, kind of second guessing, you know,
do
will
you
people
have that
a good
anxiety
time?
Before it?
No,
yeah,
not
me.
Really.
That's fabulous.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, it's excitement.
Yeah.
I get
because we're perfectionists.
Right, I mean, I get obsessed about it.
Yeah, I do.
Thinking of every little detail.
Right,
but it's what I love to do.
Yeah,
And if you do it a lot, I think it that has a lot to do with that. I don't entertain that much. Yeah. So I think if you entertain a lot, it just gets easier and easier.
And what is your passion? I know I asked you that in the very beginning. And you said it's your light bulb. But that's somebody else's, watching somebody else's passion. What is it that lights your light bulb?
You know, when I was a kid, my parents used to say I had verbal diarrhea. And
okay.
And they would call me a motor mouth, and that I never stopped talking. And truly, that's what it is. I love speaking. I love public speaking. You know, that scares the pants off a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. Not a lot of people would join you in that that passion.
I love speaking, teaching, facilitating any type of talking. And when I was a kid, I created my own radio show using a cassette player. Walk around the house, and I would interview neighbor kids, and I was looking for sound effects and all that stuff. And of course, you know, you bring that into your adult life, and what are you doing? You know, the way to transfer that, of course, now is podcasting. You know, so I podcast, and that sort of feeds that interest. But I love speaking. That jazzy.
Where are you located, Anne?
Fired up. I'm in San Diego.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's kind of like everybody has to feed their passion, whatever it is. You know, it's interesting. I'm a hair therapist. I really never, ever thought about doing radio. That was not something that I really thought about. But I actually, when I did my clients, I connected. I was more of a connector, and that's kind of what I'm doing more on my show, is connecting great people with, you know, my listeners, and helping people to live, you know, their highest potential life. That's my passion. Putting together my support team, I want to just keep collecting amazing people and having, you know, a world support team. I feel like we all need cheerleaders. And so that's kind of what this is, a transportation for me. And you know, so that's kind of where I'm at. But I love developing women's leadership, and that's it's amazing. So where do we find out more about you?
At my website, which is just my name, annvertel.com. So that's A-N-N-V-E-R, V like Victor. ERTEL.com. And for any of your listeners, Kim, that are still sort of trying to struggle with their passion, or, you know, how do they determine what it is, they go to the main page of my website. They can download a free e-course there, which is called How to Find Your Passion, Get Unstuck, and Live Your Life on Purpose.
Love it. All right. We'll share that. Can you like us on Facebook so that I can share you with everybody?
Of course. Yep. I would love to like you on Facebook.
Yeah, there you go. Just go to Kim Pagano's show and like us.
Great.
All right. Thank you so much, Anne. Have a really great day, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks so much. All right. Our next guest is going to be Heidi Reeder. Commit to win. That's one of the things, you know. It's like, do you feel like you're winning in your life? Mm. We're almost there, right?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm doing pretty good. And I think the problem with a lot of us is we don't commit. We don't commit long enough to see the dream come true.
Yeah. How about you, Sherry?
You know, I think if we focus too much on the winning, we forget about the gratitude.
Ooh, yeah, or the journey.
The journey, the process, and serving.
I
think serving others is one way to look at it.
Well, I'm really excited to talk with Heidi next. Heidi Reeder, and her book is Commit to Win, How to Harness the Four Elements of Commitment to Reach Your Goals. I mean, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, how many goals have you really reached in your life, and how important are they? We're going to take a really quick break, and we're going to come back, but let's give away, do you want to give away Cafe Nafolia?
Cafe Nafola.
Yeah.
We got a gift card there. We love this place.
Yeah.
Amazing smoothies. They're salads.
They're salad. That was what there is.
There's a salad there that has blueberries in it.
Yeah.
And
I always forget to put blueberries. Yeah.
I would not normally put blueberries in a salad, but the combination is absolutely fantastic. All locally made foods. Locally grown, locally made, fresh. All their dressings are made fresh.
Yeah, it's
all fresh. They have a whole line. Yeah. They have a whole line of them.
Give out their...
They're at 3000 Bunsen Ave, Unit J in Ventura, and they're just off of Victoria and Olivas. Check it out.
Yeah, there you go. Cynthia is a great lady, working really hard.
She is one of the hardest working women I know.
Yeah, so let's a big shout out to her.
So let's go support her.
Yep, 419-0008, 419-0008, Cafe Nofola, and we've got a gift card for you. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175. 16 by J. Ma was voted favorite women's boutique in West Ventura County. They have weekly arrivals of fashion-forward and timeless classic styles, handpicked by the owner, June Rawson. You can spice up your wardrobe with a few accessories or go for a full-style makeover from head to toe. Because 16 by J. Ma has many choices, visit their website at SIXTEENBUYJMA.com. That's 16 by J. Ma, where you'll find ageless styles you can afford to love.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And I'm so glad that you are here, starting your day in a positive way, restarting your day. I do want to remind you of our 6 to 7 show, and it's all about really motivating. It's about passions, positive and powerful. That's what we do here on the Kim Pagano Show. I've got Anne Marie Williams, and I've got Sherry Gaba, and I've got Tom Spence, and of course I am Kim Pagano. And gosh, I'm so glad. I want to give out our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. We got lots of things to give away. I'd love to give a pair of Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Library Museum tickets right now. Call, get your name in, 419-0008.
Yeah, that great baseball exhibit
I know. They got lots of things over there. It's so peaceful even just to sit out there,
It's a beautiful place. And you know what? Have lunch there.
Oh, and do they have
There's a little cafeteria type restaurant. I'm not big on cafeteria food, but it's really very, very good.
I bet.
And you could sit outside. And then there's like a sort of a balcony overlooking.
Yeah, the balcony is amazing.
Yeah. So really plan on having lunch there.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Our next guest is Heidi Reeder, and her book is Commit to Win. Heidi, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
I'm good, Kim. How are you?
Good. I'm excited to hear about your book, How to Harness the Four Elements of Commitment to Reach Your Goal. I think that that's probably the problem why some people don't reach their goals, because they didn't make a commitment.
Right.
It's interesting. We were just talking about, my dad was here this weekend, and I was talking, I'm like, look at this book. And he's like, whoa, haven't you reached your goals? And I'm like, I always have new ones.
Well, I don't think we ever. We always have new goals, right? It's never ending. But I think for what I see a lot is people commit. They commit short term. People don't commit long term, and so they never see their goals. They never have their their aspirations come to fruition because they stop.
Right. Just before they're almost there. Right. Well, let's talk to Heidi. Heidi, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you wrote this book.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a professor at Boise State University, and my passion is taking a look at the research in social science and communication and other majors, fields of study that have really good research with strong takeaways. I really like being able to give advice to people that's based on evidence. Not that my life experience and my insights and feelings about things aren't great too, but I really love having rigorous evidence to support the kind of suggestions that I give to people about, you know, how to create a good life for themselves and in terms of their relationships with other people. So one of the things about the commitment research is it's really surprising research. There were some things that really surprised me that I found that I don't think people hear about. And so I thought the book would be a great opportunity to share that information and hopefully get some people to really start to think differently about commitment and what's important to them.
So what is the biggest commitment that you've ever made?
Well, there's been two of them. One was to get a PhD, which obviously requires a lot of commitment, and not everybody does make it through that process. And then I've been married to my husband for over 8 years, so that's been a great commitment, too.
Okay, so there you go. How, Anne Marie, what's the biggest commitment you've ever made?
Oh, gosh, you're putting me on the spot.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, I think it's like, okay, I'm going to turn back on myself and you can think about
okay.
To
always be there for my kids.
Yeah, and I guess that's what I was going to say. Being a mom.
Yeah.
That was
me
the first
too.
Thing that I thought.
And honestly, you know, people poo-poo it, but really being a mom has really been my greatest accomplishment. I love who my kids have become and I like to take a little credit for that.
Mm-hmm. That's
and,
right.
I guess that's probably my biggest commitment.
Yeah. And I agree. And also, honestly, my kids are first, my family, and I like you said, I love who they are. My hair, I've been doing it for years. I still love it. I kind of have a goal or a commitment to every single day trying my hardest at whatever I'm going to be doing. I don't do anything like half, you know. Mm-hmm, it just isn't the way I work.
So kind of a commitment to that value of putting 100% of yourself into something.
Yeah, and I really like surrounding myself with people that are really passionate and have high standards. I really do. I think that's a big thing,
right?
For me.
Yeah, you have to surround yourself with people like that. But Heidi, tell us about motivation and willpower are different than commitment,
right? So, and I it seems like you guys were talking about motivation a little earlier. Like the motivation to start a goal is different than having that internal lasting drive over time, right?
Right.
So, or willpower that can like get me through this meal of what I'm going to order off this menu, right? That could get me through this next difficult conversation. I could will myself not to say something. Mm-hmm. But commitment is like I'm internally attached to sticking this out over time. I think of it like commitment is like an attachment to something. It's not like an obligation. I mean, it's part, and then that's part of it. But when you say something like, oh, I guess I'm committed to going to this party, you know, that's different than being, like, committed. Like, I'm going to be there. I am dedicated to this. I am attached to overcoming all obstacles. And that's, I think parenting is such a good example of commitment that you guys were talking about, because you're attached to really making this a great relationship with your kids and giving it all you have.
Right. So Heidi, this is Sherry Gaba again. You know, what I find is that when people are committed, they start off really strong, and then those old paradigms come in and say, oh, I can't do this. I'm not going to be able to do this well. I don't have enough money, or, you know, whatever the excuse is.
That's even like a diet. Okay.
I mean,
my dad's wife is on a diet. She's lost 50-something pounds. That is commitment. When we go out to a restaurant and everybody's eating, you know, maybe, sweet potato French fries, and she could sit there and still not eat.
Right.
She's made a commitment to herself. That's huge.
And I love that.
Good for her.
More than just willing herself in that moment. You know, that when she's committed, that the internal conflict goes away a little bit. You know what I mean? Because she's already decided.
Yeah.
She's already invested in this thing.
Right. But even with diets, commitment goes beyond just losing the weight. Commitment goes along to maintaining the weight loss.
And I think everybody talks about that.
Right.
Yeah,
and that's the commitment. It's maintaining it as well. Not just doing it, but sticking with it.
Right.
And so I think it's making friends with those paradigms that say you can't do it. What would you say, Heidi, is the best tool for helping someone who has that negative self-talk?
Yeah, well, that's a big part of commitment is you're weighing the costs and rewards of doing something, right? So how beneficial will it be for me to accomplish this goal? And then what are all the difficulties, and I call them troubles? What are the troubles I have to put up with along the way? And if we want to stick something out, we really have to put that into perspective. We have to find a way to really focus on, I call it treasures. What do I really treasure about this thing? And I've got to really treasure it much, much more than the troubles that I come up with along the way. I've got to figure out a way to kind of deal with those and put those to the side in favor of this longer-term goal. But, you know, sometimes you really should quit something. I don't want to leave that out of the thing. I mean, there's people who are committed to things that are harming them, right?
Right, exactly.
So that's a really, you've got to be really conscious about it. I think the problem is that we kind of do this stuff automatically, and we're not really deeply paying attention to, you know, what am I committed to?
Right.
And you know, why do I value it, you know?
Right. And in your book, you discuss there are four factors that you say that predict how committed we will be.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about those factors?
Absolutely. And what's really cool about this is this is from about 40 years of social psychology research, plus some research in sociology and economics, that actually predicts how committed people will be based on these four factors.
Interesting.
I know. So it's not like I'm not just making this stuff up, right?
Okay.
So the first two are treasures and troubles. So I'm more committed when I really treasure something and I find a way to minimize the difficulties of pursuing it, okay? The two other factors are contributions and choices. And these are really fascinating. Contributions, I'm more committed the more I've already given to the commitment that I can't get back. The more years I've put into it, the more I've told people about it, the more I've spent money on it, the more I've put my creativity and my own time and passion into it.
Uh-huh.
And then choices are, do I have other good options? And there's ways that you can stop yourself from looking around at all of the alternatives, because when you do that, your commitment goes down. Does that make sense?
So it makes absolute sense.
Yeah. And so we're most committed with high treasures, low troubles, high contributions, and low perception of choices.
Okay. Wow. I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
And I love that you have this research behind you. It's not just like a, you know, motivational thing. We're all going to stay committed. Yay, rah, rah. You know, it's
right.
There's actual.
It explains a lot, too, because have you ever seen somebody who's like, say, really unhappy in a relationship, right? They probably aren't treasuring
every day,
it very much, right?
Every day.
But they're still committed. Why? Because of the second two factors. They've contributed a lot to the relationship already, and maybe they don't see that there's another good choice. So if they're going to stay, they've got to figure out a way to increase what they really treasure about that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Right. And was treasure... Say them again for me one more time. Sorry, I just want to like,
Yeah. So treasures refers to what's rewarding about this.
Okay.
What's rewarding about being in the relationship or going to this job or starting this business or losing this weight,
okay,
right? And then kind of like minus, I put it into a little equation, minus how troubling is it? What are the costs associated with this? What are the difficulties? What are the things that, you know, I just don't like this part of it.
Right.
And ideally, you've got about five times as much good stuff as bad stuff to be happy.
Okay.
Contribution.
How much did I put into it?
How much have I given already? Yeah. How much have I given already that I can't get back? Time, creativity, my love, sharing something with someone else.
Right.
I like that
Where I invest myself, I commit. So, I mean, if you want to instantly be more committed to something, contribute to it. Invest in it. And, like, wow, you'll just watch your commitment skyrocket. In fact, this happens to a bad degree, too, right? Like, if you invest a lot in something and then you feel like you can't give it up. Have you ever heard of, like, the sunk cost effect?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Well, we can use that to our advantage with commitment.
Yeah. You know, I mean, this is a really good way to even make a decision in your life. I think that's even another great thing, you know, because there's so many times you're on the fence, maybe about a career, and you go, ugh, I've been doing this for so long. Okay, so you kind of go through your steps. Okay, so how rewarding is this for me? Okay, I've only put 5 years into this, or I've been doing it for 20 years,
right?
And then, okay, what am I giving up? What are my choices? Let's go back to that. What are my choices? Do I have other choices that I have right now? No, I don't really have anything else to go to right now. So then, okay, so what's my cost right now?
Right. So, Heidi, would you say that I think by the time we get to number two, the troubles, a lot of people give up the commitment at that point.
Right,
Is that the case?
And that is the case. You know, treasures and troubles makes for how satisfied you are with a job or a goal or something like that. And when we're unhappy, we're likely to give it up, right?
Of course.
So we never even get a chance to get to the other two, right?
So I'm going to move it to the fourth one.
Yeah.
I'm going to move choices. Troubles to the to the fourth one. And that's why I was kind of redoing
there you
it.
Go. There
treasure.
You go.
Okay. So treasure it. Then your contribution, how much time you've given. Okay. Do I have any choices? And then trouble. Let's put trouble on the bottom because then you're more likely to say, okay, you know, and I kind of do mm-hmm. that in life anyways. I kind of do a pro con of, mm-hmm. you know, okay, what are my pros? What are my cons? You know, okay, how much more time would it take to get where I am? Yeah. I think that's a big thing, like you said, Anne-Marie, that people let out.
My thinking, I always have my addiction recovery hat on. And so I'm thinking that one of the famous sayings is, you know, don't quit till the miracle happens. That's sort of a spiritual perspective on commitment, right? That's a very famous, you know, a 12-step program line.
Yeah.
What would you say, you know, when somebody's like, oh, I'm almost there, like they're at the stretch, you know, but they
they need that.
What is that oomph that they can tell themselves?
Yeah, I love that. Don't quit until the miracle happens. And then if the miracle happens and you go, huh, well, this isn't really what I wanted, you know, then you can maybe choose something else at that point, you know. But for me, and maybe this will work for other people too, it's really reflecting on my deepest values, you know, and is there a different way? I mean, if what I'm trying to do isn't working in the way that I'm trying to do it, what is my underlying commitment? Maybe there's another way I can express it, right? So if I'm at a job and I really want to stick it out because I'm helping people and I just love that and I love helping people, but I'm being abused by my coworkers, is there another way I can express my commitment to helping people? Different job?
Heidi,
that is the real commitment.
I love what you're talking about. I'd love to have you back again because there's so much that we can do. And really, I love, you know, the four elements that of commitment. Where do we find out about you?
Oh, well, probably the best way is just to go to my website. It's HeidiReeder.com. That's spelled HEIDIREEDER.com. And I'm also a blogger at Psychology Today, so you can just go to PsychologyToday.com and type in Heidi Reeder and my blog will
come up. Great. Can you become a friend on the Kim Pagano Show on Facebook so
Absolutely.
I can share people with you?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thanks, Kim, and everybody. It was nice talking to you.
Same
Thank
here.
You.
Have
right.
a great day.
Bye. All right. Well, we are going to just move right on over to Sherry Gaba. And Sherry is a therapist and a life coach, and you're also working with Soba Living, which is another amazing recovery. But they have so many places, so many different things right now. Give out the name and kind of just give us a little bit about what you're doing there.
So a little bit about Soba. First of all, we are pretty much, you know, one. It's like a shopping store.
One stop.
That's what I was trying to say. One stop shop. Memory
that's
impairment.
Okay.
You know, they have the sober living. They have the detox, the residential. What they're really known for is the long-term recovery.
Yeah.
They have 12-step programs, non-12-step programs. They have something for the person that really needs to commit. You know, talking about commitment.
Right.
Their recovery is the long-term commitment.
Because I remember us talking on another show is that when people are trying to kick an addiction, they go for 30 days, and that you're saying that that's pretty much not long enough.
I mean, they're just kind of waking up that first 30 days. So that's what I really love about the program, and that's why I chose to be a part of that facility for a long time, because I just love that people stay and get well.
Yeah, I know they had an open house, and I really wanted to be there. Tell us a little bit about what they did.
It was amazing. I didn't even know a lot of the people. I mean, there's so much growth going on, and there's so many facilities popping up. They now have a place in Texas called Soba, Texas, on 10 acres. So I met a lot of new people that they don't even know from all the different facilities. So it's such a dream to, you know, I've started with the owner, you know, 5 years ago, and just to watch it blossom is just incredible.
Wow.
Just incredible. And their number, if anyone's interested, is 877-560-8615, 877-560-8615. Or if they just have some questions one-on-one and they want to talk to me, you can reach me at 818-756-3338, 818-756-3338.
Right. So I know we're talking about finding purpose with intention. Talk to us a little bit about that. What does it mean to have a purpose in your life?
Well, it's about, you know, why are you here? What is your calling? What gives you meaning? How do I make a difference? How can I serve? You know, what is it? What is your essence? You know, why are you here? And, you know, and the reason I'm so passionate about this is in recovery, once you take the drugs, alcohol, addiction away, you really need something else to replace it with. And it has to be something that just really makes you feel joy. Like one of the other guests we had on talking about being in the flow. You know, you don't even know you're doing it. It's just magical.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And so many times with, you know, addictions, we actually are just trying to replace our feelings, right? We're trying to hide and we self-medicate ourselves. We you know, take all that that anxious, anxiety feeling and try to get rid of it.
We don't want to be conscious. That's right. Really what it is. They're numbing out being present, which is really where the power is in the moment. Right. But that's really what you're doing. And, you know, people think purpose is really just career and vocation, but it can be a lot of things. It can be health. It can be time and money freedom. How do you want to spend your time? Where do you want your money to go? How do you want to make money so you can enjoy your life? It can be about environment, and it can be about relationships.
Have you ever sat back, and I'm asking, you know, the three of us here, and of course I'm asking my listeners out there to think about it, because I've often thought, okay, I just want to make sure that I'm doing it the right way. I want to kind of check in with my life. Am I, you know, working smarter, not harder, or working, yeah, smarter, not harder, you know, uh-huh. I mean, all those kind of things. And sometimes it's like you can't stop long enough to make those decisions. But how do you do it? How do both of you kind of reflect on your life and make sure that, you know, everything's in order?
I think for me, I used to take on way too much. So I was spreading myself too thin. So now I try to focus on one thing at a time.
Is it
focus?
Compartmentalize.
Yeah.
And then if you want to look at the big picture, make yourself a pie, you know, like a pie, and you put in the different slices, health, time and money, freedom, relationships, spirituality, career, environment. And then, you know, add from 1 to 10, how satisfied am I? And sometimes when you look at it in front of you, you're like, wow, I'm not doing much in my environment, or I'm not doing much with hobbies or recreation. You know, you can kind of say, okay, I need to spend a little more time in that area.
Right, I like that exercise.
Balance, yeah. Balance, I've actually, right. Yeah. And so, and then you can kind of look at the pie and go, oh my God, I'm so obsessed with work, or all I do is play.
Right.
Or all I do, no wonder I'm not successful in this. Uh-huh. And so you kind of start to move your pie around and you know, so yeah, good idea.
I mean, if you're too stuck in, I got to make a lot of money, and you're just in your career, you know, it's going to suffer. You're not even going to probably reach your goals, because you're stuck in that space.
How do you get unstuck, Sherry?
Well, you start out by looking at everything, and then you really, I think it's about pain. You know, if you have enough pain, you'll make changes in your life. And I think people don't realize how much pain they're in when they're just focused on, oh, I gotta find the one, or I've got to be super, super successful. There's a lot of pain in that, especially because it's not gonna always happen on your time. It will happen, but it just may not happen on your time frame.
Right. Now, you're a life coach, okay? We talked about this on our last show, the difference between a therapist and a life coach. And you know, so how can a life coach help you discover what your purpose is?
So what they're going to do is they're going to have you move forward in your life, and that was talked about earlier today. It's about clarifying your goals and then coming up with action steps. And you're probably coming from a healthy space. The only thing that may not be so healthy is your negative self-talk. And so you might help them with their negative self-talk to really reframe what it is that they think they can't do or not capable of. Because that's just coming from old belief systems that probably no longer suit them.
Right. Or other people really standing in your life, or maybe, you know, telling you that you can't do it, right? Kind of like what we had talked about in, I think, I'm not sure if it was this show or the early show.
Yeah, you talk about having a life purpose, but with intention.
Yeah, in my book, The Law of Sobriety, I talk about purpose with intention. Intention is basically the desire it's the plan, it's the action, it's the desire, but it's not the final result.
So if we don't have a plan, we're not going to get there.
Exactly. It's the result. But it's where you focus your attention is your intent. That's where your intention is going to go. Your intention is where you want. You have to focus your intention exactly where you want it, and then you know, it's kind of like the way I see it is intention is the how you're going to do it. Purpose is the why. Purpose is, when we talked about earlier, the value system. Why is this important to me? And then intention is how you're going to do it. What are going to be the nuts and bolts on how I'm going to do it? And that's what a life coach does with you. They hold your hand and they help you through it.
Wow, I love it. Where can people find out more about you?
I'm at 818-756-3338, or my website, sherrygaba.com. For Soba Living, 877-560-8615.
So if somebody was, have you ever worked with a life coach?
I have never.
Yeah. I have never worked with a
Perhaps
life coach.
I should.
Yeah. There you go, Sherry.
What area of your life are you trying to move forward in?
Yeah, and is that how you do it? I mean, do you have to have problems, or and would you go to a therapist for something? Say, you know, you're having, I don't know, kid issues, and then but yet you want your career, you know, like a business coach or a
coach. The thing I'm thinking too is like, no matter how old we get, we're always looking to move forward. You know,
not everyone, but many people are.
Because you raise your kids. You're always a parent. The parenting doesn't go away, right? Just because they turn 18. No, you're parenting, you need to continue on.
Right.
And even with diet and exercise, being healthy, you're always working toward that.
I mean, right? I think, you know, listen, if you've already kind of dealt with your family of origin issues, if you've already, you know, if you're dealing with depression, anxiety, that probably would be a therapist. But if you're at a point in your life, the empty nest time, or, you know, you're having trouble with relationships, you don't understand why, and you really want some coaching on that, that's when you hire a coach. You know, it's very different. Therapy and coaching is really different.
Right. And even within a marriage, I mean, people don't realize it is a lot of work.
There's a relationship coaching, actually. Right. You can actually work with a life coach on your relationship.
But really?
Sure, work on communication. You know, there's a fine line. I mean, I think when there's more serious issues in a relationship, you know, domestic violence, this and that, then you want to, like, obviously go for a therapist.
Therapist. Right. You know, we're going to take a really, really quick break. I'd love to give away some Kenny Loggins tickets. That's July 3rd and at 8 o'clock over at Fred Cavelli Theater over in Civic Arts Plaza. And not only that, is the phone number there to win that is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Sherry Gaba right now. We're talking about finding your purpose with intention. And Sherry, give out your number one more time.
Sure. 818-756-3338 or Sober Living, 877-560-8615.
There you go. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation, combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention The Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
16 by J. Ma was voted favorite women's boutique in West Ventura County. They have weekly arrivals of fashion-forward and timeless classic styles, handpicked by the owner, June Rawson. You can spice up your wardrobe with a few accessories or go for a full-style makeover from head to toe. Because 16 by J. Ma has many choices, visit their website at SIXTEENBUYJMA.com. That's 16 by J. Ma, where you'll find ageless styles you can afford to love.
showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. Put your headphones back on.
Why do I need my headphones on?
Oh, you know what? Okay, never mind. But anyways.
It's messing up my hair.
Yes, you are. Of course, you're all about your hair. Your hair looks great, by the way.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Coming from a hair therapist. Anyways, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I've got Anne-Marie here.
You love to give me a hard time.
I know. And you do the same back to me, right? It's fun.
I do.
It's fun. And then we got Sherry Gaba here.
Hello.
Who is with the program with her headphones on. Headset on.
Yeah. It's just I'm so important with my headphones.
I know. It's like, yeah. So anyways, and of course, we've got Tom Spence here. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I want to take a moment to just tell you to become friends with us on Facebook so that you're part of our team, that you're part of what we're sending out, all of our little messages, all of our thoughts, our positive thoughts, and just so that you can know what's going on in the 805, all the brighter side. Also, I have a newsletter, and if you would like to be a part of that, once a week we send out a really great newsletter with all my advertisers and sponsors and different things going on and opportunities to win things. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008. That's 419-0008, so that you can either get your business on there or you can start receiving it.
Love it. It looks great, Kim.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, we've been working hard on it, and it's good.
And honestly, what a positive show today.
Thank you.
This morning and right now.
Yeah.
Great guests.
Yeah. We've done.
I'm feeling really inspired and motivated.
There you go. I know.
Yeah.
So what's the next thing that you're going to take on in your life? Is there anything that's like your goals right now?
Hmm. For me, it's really again, I know people are getting tired of hearing this, but it's really my running, getting healthy, getting to a point, because I think I neglected it for so many years.
Oh. But that's really inspiring that, you know, I mean, she's got, a lot of different career things going on, and you're making yourself first.
And I'm even more inspired. Last weekend, I was a body marker for a triathlon here in Ventura. And I saw these men and women, they swam, they biked, and they ran. And it was so inspiring to see them. It made me want to do it. So that may be my next chapter.
Ooh.
I'm not sure.
That is awesome.
I still haven't quite conquered the, the half marathon thing. I'm not as good as I'd like to be. So I just continue to work toward that.
Yeah, Spence, you do a lot of that too, right?
And Spence is a runner.
I know. He's an amazing runner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little running. But I do run. I run here and there.
Yeah.
You did a 5K.
I did a 5K this past Wednesday, the Boogie Nights series over at the hotel. And you find out that there are some phenomenally fast people. There's one guy, local guy. He is 70 years old, and I think he ran the 5K in 23:50.
That's amazing.
And he's 70.
That's
impressive. And doesn't that inspire you when you see that?
Yes.
And so this is a six-week series. Is that what you said?
It runs, I think, a little longer than that, but there might be about four left. So go there on Wednesday. They're incredibly nice. And here's the big, big, big thing. You don't have to run that fast. There are people that finish it in 35 minutes. They're out there for fun, exercise, they run, walk.
That's what I forget, is that you can go at your own pace.
Right. Yes. You don't have to sprint through the whole thing. And there actually are a lot of people that walk.
Oh, really?
The Jeff Galloway system, run, walk, run, walk.
Yeah.
A lot of people practice that.
Yeah.
Look at us in our 40, 50 plus doing all of these amazing challenges. Mm-hmm.
Sherry over
challenges.
Here is canoeing. That's right. Your newest thing, right?
Which I'm fascinated with. I'm fascinated with it, that you have a team.
Yeah. Well, it's a team in that it's a group. I mean, and we're together. We're working as a team when we're in the water. But it was funny because on my vision board I had kayaking, and it just turned out
to
be canoeing.
Talk to us about your vision board, okay? When did you make a vision board?
The vision board is probably a couple years old, two and a half years, and a lot of things have come true on that. There's one area not so much,
okay.
But the speaking and the book and the canoeing rather than kayaking, going to Hawaii, going on a cruise. I mean, a lot of things.
So, something you suggest we all try to put together as a vision board so we can have it front and center?
Right.
It reminds us what we're working toward.
Yeah, and sayings. Put up sayings. You know, like
anything that inspires you. Right.
Anything. You know.
Did you do the vision board by yourself?
I was in a group. It was a group class. Okay. And, you know, she had all these magazines and glue. And we all just sat down and just started.
I think we're going to do that for our next meeting.
I think we need to do that.
Yeah. Well, I'm in.
I need a new one, actually. And you know what we'll do is, and then, you know what, let's open up our lines. In fact, 419-0008, 419-0008. If you would like to be in part of a vision group, we'll put one together and kind of inspire you, you know, to help do that. So definitely get us your name, 419-0008. You know, it's interesting because I think I've done it before.
Have you created one?
Yeah,
I have
one.
In the past.
Yeah,
but it's been many, many years.
Yeah.
I'm due.
Probably 5 years ago, and mine has my radio on there before it ever happened. So that's kind of cool.
You know, we were talking about goals. What might be fun is having people write on your Facebook what their intentions are.
Ooh, good idea. Okay, there you go. We have just a couple minutes, less than a couple minutes left. You know what? Let's do that. But what I would do, the twist on it, is have everybody bring their favorite magazines, because if only the person that's having the party, that's all you have to choose from.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody inspires it.
That's a good idea.
Anyways, let's do that. That's a great idea. You know what? Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Anne-Marie, Sherry Gaba, Tom Spence, and all my listeners out there. Commit to win in life. That's what this is all about. I want to thank you for listening again. Give us a call at 419-0008 so you can be a part. Like us on Facebook. And remember that I have a show from 6 to 7 on Saturday mornings. Join us there. Let me end the show with a moment of happiness. A smart person knows what to say. A wise person knows whether or not to say it. So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I thank you and have a great weekend. I feel I'm running on empty, even in the corner of my mind. I feel I'm running on empty, even if I spread my wings.